All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. This is Who's Talking, and we're going to go quickly to Michael Tuske for the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, first, our baseball team is currently tied in extra innings with William and Mary, 4-4 in the bottom of the 10th, so that's ongoing. So check out the computer for the final score later. Let's move on to women's basketball. The Virginia women's basketball team is 19-9 and 7-7 in ACC play. They lost to number 8 Maryland, 73-56 on Thursday in Charlottesville, and demolished the dreaded Hokies 66-40 on Sunday at Castle Coliseum. Next, they host Wake Forest on Friday at 6:30 p.m. for Senior Day festivities at JPJ, in a game that will be televised by Comcast Sportsnet. They then travel to Tallahassee to take on the Florida State Seminoles at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The number 11 Virginia women's swimming team captured its fifth consecutive ACC championship last weekend in Christiansburg. The Lady Cavaliers have now won 10 total titles, all under Coach Mark Bernardino. The number 15 men's swimming team will compete for their 15th title this weekend, also in Christiansburg. The number 1 Virginia men's lacrosse team is now 2-0 after beating number 20 Drexel 9-8 on Saturday in Philadelphia. The team then beat VMI 19-5 last night. Next, the defending national champions host Stony Brook on Saturday at noon at Klockner Stadium and then travel to Mount St. Mary's for a 4 o'clock game on Tuesday. The number 6 Virginia women's lacrosse team opened the season by beating the then number 7 Loyola Greyhounds 14-9 on Saturday in Charlottesville. They are entertaining the Richmond Spiders as I speak and will host the number 12 Syracuse Orange on Sunday at noon. The number 2 Virginia men's tennis team is now 7-1 after a 2-1 showing over the weekend at the ITA National Team Indoar Championship, which was held at the Boar's Head. They shut out number 16 Auburn 4-0 on Friday and beat number 9 Stanford 4-1 on Saturday. UVA was then defeated 4-1 by number 3 Ohio State in the tournament semifinals on Sunday. The Wahoos resume ACC play when they travel to Blacksburg to take on VPI on Sunday.
Very well done, Michael. All right, quickly, we're going to move to the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and I'm going to let Hobbo do the honors, and I think we rarely do we have a disagreement on the play of the game, but this week I think there were at least 10 plays that could be the play of the game.
Well, that's right. Frank was talking about the Paul Jesperson putback, which was the final basket that the Cavaliers had, so I guess in hockey terms that was the winning basket, but from my perspective, the play of the game came at the 3:04 mark. The banked in three by Jontel Evans.
Clock or no clock?
That's right. Yet to be determined whether or not it really was a shot clock violation, but it's in the scoreboard and the victory's in the win column for the Hoos. But that shot made it 59-51, gave Virginia an 8-point lead. And at that point in time, I was feeling pretty good. And then all of a sudden, it got tense again coming down the stretch because Virginia didn't really finish the game quite as well with a couple of missed free throws, a turnover here and there, and a defensive breakdown. But nevertheless, they got the job done. So Jontel Evans banked in three at the 3:04 mark last night in Blacksburg, helping the Cavs to their 21st victory of the year.
And very impressive indeed. During some of those timeouts where the referees were trying to fix the equipment and determine how much time should be on the clock, I noticed that the backboard equipment for Virginia Tech looked like something that was 15 to 20 years old.
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, a lot of the newer arenas have the red light on the backboard, and I think that might have been advantageous for the Hokies last night if they had had that, because it would have given the referees one more indication as to whether or not the ball really left Jontel's hand in time before the shot clock expired. But and that's not a reviewable play at that stage of the game. So once they call it good,
it's good. Well, one thing's for certain. Virginia is pretty happy with two straight wins. Now, you know, they get to face a team that generates a lot of concern. This is a very tall North Carolina team. They're very agile. They looked really good in their last game. Was that last night?
Yeah, last night against NC State.
Oh, my goodness, they looked good. At times, they looked almost machine-like.
They really have. Since the Duke loss, they've played well, and they're starting to roll. There's no question that North Carolina, in my view, is the best, most talented team in the ACC.
Absolutely. Before we forget, though, let's talk about next week's show. We have former UVA small forward Lee Raker returning. It's been a while since Lee was last on the show, but we're very excited.
And the reason we're having him on is he's been the selected Virginia representative for the ACC Legends Luncheon at the tournament in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
I thought it was because he epitomizes the warrior mentality that this basketball team has demonstrated with Ahsan Sen, you know, with the broken ankle, Joe Harris with the broken bone in his hand, with Malcolm Brogdon playing well last night with a sprained ankle.
And the fact that Lee Raker has been selected means Habo has been overlooked one more time.
It
can't last much longer.
Habo, sooner or later, it's going to break your way. Also, we have former UVA defensive back Paul London joining us to talk a little bit about the football team and his days of playing defensive back in Charlottesville. And maybe we might get some funny humor concerning his brother Mike, who happens to be the head football coach at UVA.
Yeah, it's always good to have somebody on whose last name is London, that's for sure.
Can't have too many Londons, all right?
All right, big game Saturday. Get out and see it if you got a ticket, and we'll look forward to being on again next Wednesday.
Go Hoos. Beat the Heels at least by 1 point. Come on.
We'll take that.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, UVA Bookstores, CapTech Ventures, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Hildrep Moving and Storage, CNF Bank and CNF Investment Services, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910.